Joining us now is Mark Hutchinson, CEO of Fortescue Future Industries, for a look at Australia's green energy goals. Good morning to you, Mark. I believe you're joining us from Singapore. Now,
I know your boss, Stephen.
Andrew Forrest, quite well. I've known him for a number of years, and we've had a lot of private conversations as well on Bloomberg Television about the diversification of Fortescue beyond its bread and butter, and that is, of course, iron ore. We've talked about ocean plastics. We've talked about that eco retreat, I guess it is, off the Ningaloo Reef of the west coast of Australia. But I guess his big bet is going to be on seaborne trade of liquefied hydrogen. I mean, it's ambitious. And you're expected to spend about $830 million this fiscal year, FFI, your division. How soon does this really start contributing material results?
So thanks, Stephen. So we're really doing two things. I think the first thing we're trying to do is to decarbonize the company. I think it shows the world we're real, and we're going to take our company, the iron ore mining business, to real zero. So no emissions by 2030, which is quite ambitious. We have over 2 million tons of emissions globally. So getting rid of that's going to really our first thing to do. And at the same time, we want to be a leading developer of green hydrogen around the world, which is quite ambitious. But Andrew is absolutely convinced that it's the right thing to do. I've come in 4 months ago as a CEO, and after 24 years with General Electric, actually, really excited about the mission. So are we going to do this?
What's the transition look like? I mean, can we get to hydrogen with a flip of a switch, or does there need to be some kind of connective tissue here, so to speak?
Well, I think there's a number of ways to do it. There is, you know, ways to use the existing infrastructure. So for example, I think, you know, if you think about what really green hydrogen is, it's kind of a big battery you can transport around the world. So you can put it into green ammonia or green methane, and there are existing ways to transport those gases around the world. So I think there's a way to do it. I think the interesting question is just the scale of it. I mean, what we want to do ultimately is to get rid of fossil fuels completely on this planet. And so there's going to have to be a major shift that happens, you know, over the next 10, 20 years.
Now, Mark, I mean, I hate to play the devil's advocate, but I will. Many competitors like Rio Tinto, they say liquefying hydrogen is simply too expensive to ever compete with other clean energy sources. I'm guessing you would argue otherwise.
Well, I would tend to agree that it depends where you get the power from, right? So this is why we've placed our bets all over the world and doing projects in the United States, Brazil, Middle East, Northern Africa, Africa itself, and Australia. And the trick at the end of the day is to make sure that the input, which is your power, is of good value, that you have enough of the margin to actually transport it. So I'd agree that if you have expensive power, it doesn't make a lot of sense. If you can get power which is reasonable, you can absolutely do it.
So is that wind? Is that solar? Is it geothermal? I mean, are you going to a country where there's a waterfall and you can get hydroelectric? I mean, what does it look like?
Yeah, it's all the above, actually. So geothermal and hydro are good places to start because you have real firming power. But the majority of this is going to come from wind and solar, and it's going to be done in places which have abundant space and natural resources. And that's why it really does, over time, shift the energy mix around the world, and countries in places like Africa become, you know, energy superpowers, as well as places like Australia.
So, Mark, we do, out of the United States, have Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, which provides financial incentives for clean energy products in the U.S. It's radically changed the global investment picture, some would say. How has that changed FFI's investment plans, and which countries will end up being the big losers?
Yeah, so look, it's amazing. I mean, I think for the U.S. just to leapfrog everybody else with the Inflation Reduction Act was fantastic, actually. So we are very, very focused on the U.S. because it makes a lot of sense to put investment dollars there. And we're encouraging many countries around the world to do the same, maybe in a different way. I mean, the U.S. market is very much a domestic market. Other markets are going to be exports. So we really focus more on infrastructure and getting governments to do that. Actually, I'm in Singapore today. They came out with a tender for green ammonia, which is very exciting, actually. So you're seeing some governments actually wake up and realize that they've got to get in the game. I think the
Mark, Mark, the big I'd love to talk longer with you about this. I know it's a big subject to squeeze into 3 minutes, but we're out of time. Thanks so much. CEO of Fortescue Future Industries, this is Bloomberg.